South Sudan's in big trouble. A ministry team is launching a baby safe program in South Africa. And March is prayer month for an outreach group in Burma. All that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. South Sudan is a tale of extreme contrasts. On one hand, it started with brilliant hopes for a new nation. Within 2 years, it's faded into disillusionment as tribal warfare has taken over. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says just because the crisis isn't headlining the news doesn't mean it went away.
The numbers on the inside, about 700,000 now internally displaced, and about 200,000+ externally are what we call refugees.
Many refugees in remote areas are at risk of starvation. BGR has an assessment team on the ground this week to figure out the best way to help.
Pray for the survey teams that are in there right now to give them wisdom and understanding as they look at the problem. What are the best ways to address those issues? And pray for our projects on ground and our teams on ground inside the country.
BGR is about restoring hope.
Not neglecting the physical needs that are there, but at the same time, not neglecting the fact that people do need to hear a word of truth and a word of comfort from the gospel.
Prayer needs and ways you can be a part of the solution at our website. Next, Egypt's upcoming presidential election is giving Christians renewed hope for the future. An International Mission Board worker says believers view the election as an opportunity for Egypt to return to peace and stability. Throughout the election process, Christians are becoming more determined to share their faith no matter what the cost. Pastors are urgently asking for prayer as the elections are quickly approaching in April. Pray the elections bring peace and stability to Egypt. This is Mission Network News. In South Africa, it's not uncommon to find a dead baby. According to Operation Mobilization, it usually happens about twice a month. Working with the local church, OM opened a baby safe program last summer to teach women about God's love and His gift of life. Now, OM is stepping back so the community can take more ownership of this initiative. Pray for a smooth transition. Find more action points at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, a ministry is sharing Great Commission updates. Far Corners Missions CEO Gary Bishop says planting churches and making disciples has always been the core of their work in India. Far Corners is taking it up a notch as they double the number of pastors in training at their Bible college.
This year will be the first time ever that we're starting 50 young men in our freshman class. God is opening the door and equipping us to walk through it.
That means Far Corners will have to expand their dorm. Construction funding has already been raised, but they still need a little help to finish the new dorm rooms.
That's the thing, people could help. If their heart is moved toward helping young men prepare to go plant a church and make disciples in unreached villages in India.
We'll connect you at our website. Dorm construction will start at the end of the month, so keep this project in your prayers. Pray also for graduates preparing to enter the mission field. And how often is prayer our only hope before we remember it's vital to our walk with God? Partners Relief and Development dedicates March to prayer for Burma. Steve Gumer of Partners says prayer is essential for missions.
From the beginning, we've been involved in getting the word out, in participating in developing the prayerful initiatives, and supporting the community effort to approach God and ask Him to do what we are not in our own strength capable of doing.
Why should we pray for this broken country?
Prayer has been an inseparable part of what we do from the beginning. And our hope is not in our actions. Our hope is in the one who really can bring peace on earth, peace to people who have been afflicted by war.
Join partners in their prayer. Sign up for daily requests through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Be the first to be notified when the free Bible.is app for kids is available to download. Your kids can listen to a high-quality dramatized audio Bible while coloring, completing puzzles, learning memory verses, and playing many more fun Bible-engaging games. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.